This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Ayo, a debris.
I was calling her Ayo. A debris, as in AO Captain Jack, and I said it on the radio yesterday.
As our Irish girl, it's IO a debris.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Never better, baby.
You sound a little bit hungover.
I'm not, babe. I'm on dry January.
Oh.
You would think so. Sure you would.
Maybe it was all the screaming at Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott.
Oh my God. Even hotter in real life as well, might I add.
You looked hot as well, though.
Thanks, babe. Oh my God. I appreciate it. I did, didn't I?
You did.
Well, I'll tell you now, right? I'd say Fionnuala J is going to fucking kill me, right? Because we were like, we'll go together or whatever. And she was like, it's a gala event, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, yeah, it is. But like, I didn't really read into it too much. And she never reads the fine print. So she arrived. She got an up style, her makeup done and her tan done, and arrived in a ball gown as if she's going to go to the devs. And then I she got out of the car and I was like, oh. And there was people with jeans on, like.
Oh.
But you know what? She served it, so it was fine.
Yeah.
We got there then and we kind of didn't know what to do because I never had been to a premiere before. So there was like loads of people waiting, like watching, and like they had signs like saying, I love you, Paul, and stuff. Like, it was crazy. And then I walked up to the red carpet thinking that that's how I was going to enter. And your man was like, ticket. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, in that door. So I had to go in the side door, right? I think he saw me and was like, he's so pedestrian. He can't be like walking the red carpet. Everyone else that I knew there walked the red carpet except for me. And because Fionnuala was with me, she had to walk in the side door too. And God love her, she looked so nice.
The updo did not grace the red carpet.
The updo, yeah. The updo and the fake tan. I know now, right? I hate to be the one to be like, I've seen it before you because I know you love movies. But it was unbelievable. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I'm not going to give spoilers here now.
Okay.
It's just, they are so hot. The story is so good. And I think what I'm going to have to start doing is changing my Tinder to like over 50s, because Andrew Scott is just chef's kiss. Not that he is over 50, but you know what I mean?
I get you, yeah.
He's giving daddy vibes. But they came in and they did like a really short interview. And they're just so cute. I kind of like wanting them to be together in real life. And I know it's never going to happen. It's making me sad.
But I feel like you'd be a great addition to like a trio.
Throuple. I think so too.
Like, you look like a combination of the two of them.
Stop, because my head's going to swell even further. How's your week been?
Podrick. You know, at first I thought it might have been one of the funnier things to happen to me so far this year.
Yeah.
But by the time I got home last night, I was like, that was actually just awkward. So I went to my doctor, and obviously my doctor's always like, how's your health? How are you feeling? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling grand, like feeling top of the world.
She's looking at you and she's like, couldn't be.
Yeah, she's like, okay. And she was like, "How's the fitness going?" Because she knew I was on a fitness journey there the last 20 years. And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's grand." She was like, "Has there been changes in the weight?" I goes, "I don't weigh myself now, but no." And she goes, "Why?" And I was like, "Look," in my mind, I was like, "What can I use? What can I use? I have a very sore back."
That was your excuse.
Yeah. She was like, "Oh my God, Shannon, we'll have to get you into physio." Yesterday, I headed to the CUH.
Not with the fake referral.
It was, look, it's not fake because when I go to concerts, like I have a pain in my back. I go to the CUH and I meet this physiotherapist. And like I goes, "I have a pain in my back." And he was like, "Okay, what exercise plan will I put together for you?" Like he was doing it like a PT.
Oh my God.
I thought I was going to get stretched out. Tell me why he wheeled in an exercise bike and made me cycle 2 kilometers in front of him.
Have you ever cycled 2 kilometers in your life?
Never.
So I've been waiting. I've been anticipating a phone call all week, right? A kind of a good phone call. Like, I want the phone call, but the thing about it is, I don't know if I'm going to get the phone call or not. So, like, I'm kind of like just waiting. And every time my phone rings, my heart falls out my ass, right? So all week, I don't know what it was about this week. This week, more than any other week ever before, I've been getting loads of unknown numbers ringing me. And every time it rings, I'm like, this is it. This is it. Now, bearing in mind, I don't know whether the phone call is actually ever going to come. I'm just hoping that it does come, right? Thursday night, the phone rings and it's an unknown number. And all week, I'm like, every time the phone rings, I'm like, well, it would make, like, on Monday, I'm like, well, it would make sense that they would ring me on a Monday. But then when they didn't ring me on the Monday, I'm like, wait, they actually, it doesn't make any sense. But I'm not just saying it, but Thursday would have been a great time. Like, it would have made total sense for me to get the phone call on Thursday. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, Thursday night, phone rings. I'm in the kitchen cooking a stir fry, and I'm like, I just freeze, and I'm like, this is it. I know this is the call that I'm waiting for. Run to the phone, grab it, run upstairs, answer it, and there's a man on the phone, and his name, and I'm waiting for a phone call. Now, let's just change the name. Let's say it's Brian, right? I'm waiting for a phone call from Brian. I answer the phone, and all I hear is, "Hi, Padraig, it's Brian here," and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, right? So I'm trying not to panic. I'm trying to give like I didn't expect it, and I'm like, hey Brian, and he's like, how are you? And I'm like, oh, the better to hear from you now, Brian. Right, so
Oh
this starts,
no.
you know, I start this stupid shit, and he says something like, I don't have your mum's number, and I'm like, wait now, my mum, and he's like, I don't have your mum's number, and I'm like, wait now, who's this? Which Brian is this? Right, thinking it was the Brian I was looking for, and he goes, this is Brian from, let's just say, Murphy's funeral home, right? So the local undertaker at home is after ringing me. His name is the same name as the name of the person that I wanted to call, right? To tell me that my mum had dropped in a Christmas card to the funeral home for him and he didn't have her number. So he rang me to tell her thank you.
Is that a premonition?
Now, for context as well, what I should be saying is, why does he have my number? My uncle died last year. I was the point of contact. I rang her then. I was like, why are you giving the undertaker a Christmas card? And she goes, you never know, you're going to need his services.
Dead
I was
right.
like, okay, I was like, all right, girl, fair enough. And then, of course, I started overcompensating. And then I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, then it just goes, come here, did we square up the last time? Have we paid you?
No, not the accountancy chat.
I goes, all right, Brian, go on away. I'll speak to you again soon. He goes, you better hope you don't. And the phone call that I wanted never came. So
I want him to ring me.
I know, no, I was kind of screaming.
I thought you were going to say you answer the phone, 2FM cash machine.
No.
Make me a winner.
No, but all I've been doing all week is writing the number on my hand just in case they ring me. I don't even think I'm entering. Why aren't we setting up group chats where everyone just puts in the cash machine number so not everyone has to be alert all the time?
Would that be considered a syndicate then?
Look, if someone called me and I gave the number, I don't care where I got the number from, the money is mine.
Dead right.
And what would you do with it? I'd go MIA. I'd be gone. I wouldn't even tell anyone. Even if it was 10 grand, I'd go away for a couple of days and I would just show up when it was spent.
I come back with a new back.
What's the story this week anyway? Have you any news for us?
So I wanted to chat about a bit about the Emmys, but in particular Io Edebiri, because Io Edebiri is being painted as the Irish patron saint, and she's after making up this rumor.
Wait, no, this is the, I'm glad you're bringing this up, right? Because I fully thought all this was true.
No.
Does she have Irish heritage?
No.
What?
She's like, I think her mom is from like Barbados. Her dad is from Boston or something. Like she was born in the US, but she's after making up this rumor that she's Irish.
But did she, was she in the Banshees of Inisherin? Someone told me she played the donkey in that movie.
That's her rumor. So she did
Oh
an
my
interview
God.
before being like, I was in the Banshees of Inisherin. I spent a summer in Ireland. She was saying it like this. She was like, best time of my life. I really got into character. I was walking on all fours for the summer.
Oh my
And
God.
people are fully like, she played Jenny in the Banshees of Inisherin. People are messaging me, obviously on my review page, being like, did you know she's Irish? She's
So
not.
she's just making all it. So she's just a witty bitch.
It's a bit that she's keep on going. Like, it's so
Oh
funny.
my God, that's hilarious. I was convinced it was true. In fact, like I did the news on the radio during the week and I did say it was true. I said she had Irish heritage. I'm mortified.
You're the rumor starter.
I'm a rumor mill.
But she's so funny because on so there's this movie review website called Letterboxd, and she has a profile on it, and she goes on to like all these random movies being like, I was the dialect coach for this one word. So every time you hear this one word, I taught them how to say it. Like, she's so funny.
What a gas bitch.
And tell me, have you been watching Love Island?
No, actually, well, I started watching it on Monday and I watched it on Tuesday, but then the traders took over and I'm too consumed by the traders now. But I just don't know. Like, is there much as much a hype about Love Island now? I know it's like All Stars and stuff, and like I suppose the stories are already kind of like developed and stuff, but like I just have no interest. I don't know, is it oversaturation or what? Are you watching it?
So I watched the first few episodes, and then, the last 2 nights I just didn't watch it because I hate how it makes me feel, like claustrophobic. I feel like I've nothing, I can't do anything in the afternoons
Yeah.
because I'm like, Love Island's on at 9,
You're waiting for it.
and I'm going to bed very late with it. But there was huge drama because Jake left on like day two.
When I watched it last, Jake was after being matched up by the public, by Liberty, which is one reason why the British should never be able to vote for anything. Like, did we not learn a lesson the last time? Like, she was actually traumatized by him, wasn't she?
Yeah.
They were in it. They were coupled up for almost the whole thing. And then it came, like, it kind of like everyone started seeing the real Jake. And then they kind of outed him. Like, she didn't see it at all. Like, the wood was completely over her eyes. And then she realized that he was just kind of using her. I think she was kind of like, he knew that she was the like character that everyone was going to like on the outside and that she could potentially win it. So I think he stayed with her for the whole time. And then people like called him out for that. So then, obviously, a couple of years later, they're both back in it, which is traumatic enough. And then the British public vote for her to be matched up with him. But
Yeah.
I would have thought that would be reason for her to leave, but then he decided to leave.
Yeah, I think it was because I don't think any of the girls like stepped forward for him on like who you fancy and stuff like that. And it just, I think he realized that he was going to be the butt of the joke in a lot of things. Like, I think, was it Lib brought up his ick of like having a foot fetish and stuff? And you know what?
He?
Do you not remember that? From his season, it came out that he's a foot fetish. Like, he's literally like, I want to suck toes. Like, he was insane.
That's hot.
No, it's not. But yeah, he walked. He and very dramatic now. He was like, can I get everyone to the fire pit? And everyone was like, no, Jake, no, don't do it. I don't know why they're Australian. No, Jake, no. He was like, yeah, so I'm gonna go and left.
Never has there ever been someone to leave Love Island for no reason more than that.
No reason. He was like, I've had the time of my life. Honey, you were there for 2 nights. I've spent longer in Magaluf.
Yeah, I know. There's so
You
many
know?
memes just ripping it out of him, and he kind of deserves it.
I know. But yeah, I don't know. Will I dip back in? Lib is in love with Mitch, messy Mitch. So
I could see that for them, though. You know what I mean?
yeah.
From the two episodes that I saw, it's so funny because obviously Mitch is so new because he was just on the last season, and you can see that the rest of them are all after making the money, and then Mitch comes in like a little boy. It's so funny.
Yes.
It's so funny. I haven't been watching it. I will obviously be keeping an eye on it though, but I've been just consumed by the traitors. Like, I'm so obsessed with it. And then like last week, and again, if this is a spoiler, then you're not watching it quick enough, right?
Oh.
And that's the tea. Diane was murdered last week, right? So she's like this Northern Irish mother, she's in her 50s, I'd say, and but she's just been adopted as mother, like as in the gays are obsessed with her because she was just such an iconic character. And then when I woke up the morning after she was murdered, I was like, I'm getting onto her agent. So I emailed the agent, I got onto her on Instagram. I was like doing the most work now at 6 a.m. to try and get her on the pod. And then 2 hours later, she was on this morning, like, and I was like, right, I've lost that now anyway. That's never gonna happen. Have you been watching it?
I haven't because I can't record BBC on my telly, but I need to catch up
The Brits at it again.
on the telly.
Well, last week when I was at home, we recorded an ep about rumours, which we're going to listen to now. So we get into it.
Yes, please. Like, there's no friendship anymore.
No, there's not. This is strictly professional.
It's a working relationship. Well, actually, my episode of the Kelly Clarkson show will be out.
Oh my God, yeah.
That sounds like I'm a guest.
Yeah, it does,
doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, one episode of the podcast and she's on the Kelly Clarkson show. I can't even get on the Neil Prendiville programme.
No, so I was in the audience.
So you were in New York before Christmas?
Yeah, I was in New York and the last time we were there, we did the Drew Barrymore show. And then this time we did the Kelly Clarkson show.
Sorry, I'm screaming. When you said Drew Barrymore, it clicked with me that Kelly Clarkson and Drew Barrymore are the same person.
Correct. They both have TV shows in New York.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. And what was the story? Was it good?
Yeah, it was really, really fun. But like, so obviously we're sitting in the audience. I'm not on the show. And our episode was the Martin Luther King episode. So,
Was he on it?
No.
Who's he again? Oh, he wouldn't be on it.
No.
Yeah, okay.
His granddaughter was.
Okay.
Yeah, which
work.
Was really fun. And
Nepo baby.
Two other people were on it and we got to be in the audience. But like it was very bizarre because we were just sitting down and they have a hype person there being like, woo, woo, let's go, let's go. And all of a sudden I looked up and Kelly Clarkson was standing there. And I was like, who's that? He's like, she's very familiar, Pat.
Do you know the way you went for the Martin Luther King like episode?
Yeah.
I'd be fucking fuming. I'm sorry. I know now. I don't want to bring you back down to earth, but I'd be fuming.
Considering we went on, I don't know, the 20th of December, I thought I was getting the 12 days giveaways.
You think you... Oh, no.
And I was following Instagram. Oh my God, these people got...
Because they're pre-recording for after Christmas.
Yeah. I was like, wow, they all got $2,000. Wow, they all got a trip to Las Vegas. They all got Fujifilm stuff.
Did you get anything?
I got a book.
What was the book?
A kid's book by Martin Luther King's granddaughter. Which
Brilliant.
Is lovely.
Which is great for a lesbian who probably won't have kids.
Exactly. I've already found a child to give it to, but like...
Who?
Baby Patrick. I have it outside at the front door.
He threw it back in her face.
Yeah, so...
Can we watch it? Is it going to be online?
I'll find it.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Do I have any news? No, I like January's quiet. As I said, I'm going to New York in a few weeks, so I'm trying to keep myself on the straight and narrow. But I was thinking about, like, what are we going to have a chat about? And I was like, well, there have been rumours. Rumours have been rife about who's going to be the podcast host.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say host there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant support act. And then I was like thinking about like different rumours, like celebrity rumours, and then also rumours like that you'd hear like when you were younger and stuff. So I was like, we'll have a chat about those maybe. So actually, I was talking to Kevin about this because I was like, I'm trying to think back to... I typically have a very bad memory,
mm-hmm.
right? Like my... I don't know, is it my short term or my long term?
Can't remember.
I can't remember. Like, what if it was 10 years ago? Would that be long term?
Yeah.
But like then, like even the other day, like I was trying to think of somebody's boyfriend because I was writing a card and I couldn't think of their names. Like my memory is like... really bad, and I'm to the point where I'm kind of concerned slightly but also kind of skitting about it because maybe I just have a shit memory anyway.
But like, do you want to remember? No.
Well, no, but like sometimes it does get in the way.
Okay.
Particularly when I want to talk about something from 10 years ago on the podcast and I can't think of anything. So I was in the car with Kevin the other day and I was like, can you remember like when we were younger, was there any rumours about me like when we were in school? And he's like, no, like, and not really. And he was like, we definitely stared at a few and like wouldn't be able to mention them now because like I could be arrested. But he's like, no, there was always rumours about you and me having sleepovers, like. But like that wasn't a rumour because obviously we did. Because what we used to do when we were teenagers was have sleepovers and play SingStar. But he's like, I know, but like they probably thought we were sleeping in the same bed together and stuff. And I was like, okay.
You were.
But yeah, because that's not a rumor, babe. That's factual information.
Talk some tips.
No, we actually in onesies.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So I couldn't really think of any that I think I was just really unproblematic. But then on the other hand, I do this thing, like my mom typically loves gossip, like Mary Wilson, like anything to do, yeah. Particularly with death in the locality, like she is the first one to the post office. There's two places where you'll find my mom.
Mm-hmm.
These two places are like her social centres. The world revolves around a trip to the post office and a trip to Anne Marie down the chemist. My mom will go down with so much information, and she would tell the girls up in the post office. That's where she spreads her shit. That's where all of the shit goes down. So I'm just thinking back to like twice I've told my mom a story about something that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And twice it's come back to me again. And then I'm like, fuck, I never told her I was joking. So one time, I don't know if you remember, it was a couple of years ago, there was a murder on the Barina Manor Road.
No.
Right? So there's a murder on the Barina Manor Road in Cork, right? Which is around the corner from where we live, but also not far from where I work. And it turns out that there was this man murdered and his body was found in a garden, but the garden was of a house that was derelict, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your man was homeless, right? So it was obviously really sad, but no one knew what was going on, and like they couldn't identify him for ages because he was homeless, and it was actually like really scary, actually, because no one really knew what was going on. And like these things don't typically happen in Cork, like, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's like, who's what? What's happening? Like, you know, my mom's coming down, she's drip feeding shit from the post office every week. She's coming down, you won't believe what happened this week, or you won't believe who said this or whatever. So like we always do these things where we'll lie to my mom, and me and my dad will be in on it. Like I think I told the story in the podcast before where we convinced her that when she's taking a shit, people can see her on Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, she was harboring her shits for a while. She was like freaking out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm telling the story now, and I'm like, we don't do it anymore. We do. We just told her a story last night about arson, and I know it's going to go back to whoever it's about. But anyway. So anyway, it turns out that the guy who's arrested for the murder was working in a bar, a local bar. I don't know. Can I name the bar?
No.
The Silver Key. And so he's working in the Silver Key right at the time. Obviously he's not working there anymore, and the people in there didn't have a clue, in fairness. And it also falls around the time where my parents get fixated on things. So like my dad was fixated on the Silver Key at the time.
Yeah.
He'd go there on a Saturday with the lads for breakfast, and then we'd end up back there for dinner on the Saturday night. Like he just loved it. He liked the food in there because it was mash and three veg.
Yeah.
He also liked that there was space in there. Because like if you go to somewhere like Eco's with my dad, he gets claustrophobic because he's a big man, right? So he loves Silver Key, particularly at this time anyway, right? Turns out the murderer was working in the Silver Key, right? But also not only that, now this could be a rumour as well. He also was living in the attic of the Silver Key, but no one in there knew it. He was like volunteering to lock up because he knew where else to be. And that he would go to sleep in the attic upstairs and get up and get out before anyone would come in the morning. Like this is the kind of shit that's going around.
Right.
So my mom is fixated. She's like, oh my fucking god, like we're up there, like, and he's up there in the attic all the time and all this is going on, right? She's freaking out. So I decide to add fuel to the fire, and I come home from work one day and I'm like, you're not gonna believe this. He used the knives that people were eating with in the Silver Key to kill the man, right? So she's like, I used to I eat up there. Like, I've eaten from, I've eaten off those knives and forks. So she's freaking out now, right? I'm obviously howling. We're all laughing. Conversations change. Yeah. We move on. 3 or 4 days later, I'm in work and one of the girls comes in and she goes, you're not going to believe this. Apparently, he used the cutlery to cut up the body and that everyone in the Silver Key has been eating from the same cutlery that he used to murder the man with. And I was like,
who told you that?
Who told you that? And she's like, I just heard, like, it's just this rumour that's going around. So I went home and I was like, Mom, you know, the other day when I told you with the cutlery, she's like, yeah? I was like, have you been telling people that? And she's like, what do you mean, like? I knew straight away, she went, yes, then.
Yeah.
I was like, have you been telling people that story? And she's like, well, I did, yeah. I goes, where? And she goes, the post office. I was like, are you fucking joking me? I goes, I made that up. And she's like, no. It was on the day where the widow's pension is out. So all the widows are up there.
Yeah.
And she's telling everyone this story and it gets back to me at work. That was one time, right? The other time was way more recent. Again, there was a stabbing. People are going to think I'm from the depths of the earth. But anyway, there's a stabbing in another bar around the Briar Rose. There's a stabbing in the Briar Rose, right?
Are you allowed to name all these bars?
Well, I mean, it's common knowledge.
Fair.
If it's common knowledge, I'm sure I can say it. Like,
but also, second episode in a row where we're talking about death and murder.
Maybe it's a theme. So Gypsy Rose Blanche is up in the Briar Rose, right?
Ordering a Gypsy Rose.
Yeah. We're getting tipsy for Gypsy up in the Briar Rose. No, anyway, so I'm on Twitter, I'm at home, right? And I'm on Twitter and it comes up that there's been a stabbing incident in the Briar Rose, which is around the corner from us, right? And can I say Briar Rose again? A while ago I was actually saying, no, I can't stop saying it. And anyway, it was very minor, right? So basically there was somebody came in
into the Briar Rose
and with a knife and didn't cause major injury to anybody, but like they were scumbag, like. But you see, Kevin's family always go to the Briar Rose. So when my mom goes up there, she always meets them or whatever. So while it was plausible that they'd be up there.
Mm-hmm.
And his cousin Ross is always up there. And Ross would have grown up at the same time as my sister. So my mom knows who Ross is really well. So I told my mom that there was a stabbing in the Briar Rose. And then that Ross had wrestled the attacker onto the ground.
Yes.
And kicked the knife out of the attacker's hand. And now they were going to put a gold label on a chair at the bar with his name on it. And then he'd 3 points for life up there, right? So me and my dad are like laughing because like that's ridiculous. Like, yeah. Right, it didn't happen. And she's like, my dad always says, your mom is like someone who used to work for John A. Woods, right? Which is a company that used to make concrete blocks. Because when she's listening to a story she believes, her mouth is open so wide that she could swallow a concrete block, right? So like when my, like if we're at the point now where my mom is hearing a story, my dad will just go, John A. Woods, right? Because she's like, mouth wide open.
Yeah.
So anyway, 2 weeks later, Kevin came home from London. He's like, do you hear this rumour that's going around that Ross tackled the attacker in the Briar down to the ground and kicked the knife out of the hand. And I was like, you can't be fucking serious now. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I started that. He's like, what?
Oh,
I was like, I told my mum that. And she's gone around again, spreading the rumour so that everyone hears about it. And so basically, what I've learned from that is you can't tell her anything, or you have to tell her straight away after. And now I'm panicking because I told her something last night. And if that gets out, it's going to be scenes.
She is mouth of the South.
She's mouth of the South, and it always takes place. The epicenter of any drama in Douglas is the chemist and the post office, because those are the only two places that she goes.
I know where I'm going next week.
I know, I'm done, yeah. Have you ever been the butt of any rumours?
Like, I definitely have, but I can't think of any, do you know, off the top of my head. But I love rumours, lies and gossip.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Thrive. And the more outrageous and less believable they are, and, like, probably the more, like, you know that they're not true, the more I like to spread them.
Yeah. I remember when I was, like, a tween, I made up a rumour that this friend of mine had one testicle. Yeah.
I heard that rumour bit. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And but, I did, just preface this, I didn't know you when we were teenagers.
No.
I met you when I was 24.
But then I started the rumour and I told my friends and we were all like, haha, which was awful. Like, that's really horrible. But then his mother came down to my house.
Oh no, that's the worst.
And she was like, Martina, I need to speak to you. And then my mom was like, what the fuck? And then they brought me into the sitting room. They were like, how did you know?
Oh my God.
Because it was true. And then I just felt so bad. I was never going to tell the rumor again.
That is scandalous. How did you know?
I don't know. But I'm really good at like manifesting. So it might have been... So I'm glad I got that off my chest.
I'm not going to name names here now because it's really bad, but I did try to start a rumour in primary school that one of the kids in my class,
Kevin,
used to give the canon, in, you know, the priest, the high up priest, a bath every Sunday, and it spread like wildfire.
Well, I know that was Kevin too, mate.
No, it wasn't him. It was somebody else. And a good friend of mine, like, and I'm not going to say it now because it's really bad, and I kind of feel like it's blasphemous. Not that I give a shit, like.
But I feel like we're both really bad people right now.
Yeah, so do I actually.
Edit.
Cut it out. Celebrity rumours are brilliant. And as somebody who writes pop culture for the radio now, rumours are my thing. So anyway, I was looking back on some of my favourite celebrity rumours. You're so pissed off at me.
I am. I've had enough of the radio.
You need to put a ban on the radio talk. Every Saturday, 12 p.m. in Dublin City FM. Celebrity rumours are my favourite, so I thought we might have a chat about some of the ones that we think are the most funny.
Yeah.
What sprung to your mind? What jumped out?
One of my favourite celebrity rumours is that Princess Diana is alive and well and living in Canada.
We can't start Princess Diana thing again on this podcast.
We love her. And maybe she's listening to the Brinking playlist.
Can you imagine?
LinkedIn bio.
If anyone doesn't know what that means, we did an episode last season about what we think Princess Diana's drinking playlist would be. And it is so stupid.
It's perfect.
We need to do another one of these this season.
Gypsy Rosés,
I think, yeah. Anyway, like if that was true, but it would have to come out eventually.
Maybe it won't.
But like, she'd be dead right though. It would make total sense. Doesn't it though?
Because there's this girl on TikTok who was like, I think I've served Princess Diana at the cafe I work at in Canada.
Like, it is plausible because like she was at that point, she was like the most famous person in the world. She hated it. She was in danger anyway. And like your man, wouldn't you, like he's loaded. He could have been like, I've got a princess. Let's fuck off to Canada.
Dodie.
He didn't really care. Princess. That could be true actually. Now, this is turning into conspiracy theories, which I'm actually fine about.
They're kind of the same.
They're the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
My first one is cloning. Okay. So first of all, that Beyonce is a clone.
I haven't heard this one.
So basically what they're saying is that she was killed or that she died when Destiny's Child were just reaching their peak and that her dad paid for stem cells to make a new Beyonce because he knew that she was the main one that was making the money. Isn't her dad a bit of a prick?
Yeah.
Isn't he supposed to be?
Yeah, Tina divorced him, her mother.
Yeah, like so he was like he's known for the... What's the story with female artists and their dads being assholes? You know what I mean? But anyway, maybe that's why I'm not famous. Anyway, yeah, so that she is a clone of the actual Beyonce and that she's, I don't know, bionic and that's why she's so good at what she does. But is she even that good?
Yes.
I'm a bit of a skeptic on that. I just don't know if I love her. Yeah, I suppose she's good. She's good. I had to stop tearing women down on this podcast.
Yeah.
Between her and Taylor Swift. Also, then on that one, Avril Lavigne is that she's a clone.
Melissa. Now,
the thing about her is that apparently she was just like, socially she wasn't able. She's obviously really talented.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was this girl that looked really like her called Melissa, who would step in and do like the social things for her. So she would do the performing side of things and then Melissa would do this kind of thing. But then that she was killed. Avril Lavigne was actually killed. And instead of like saying that she was dead, Melissa stepped into it and actually Avril Lavigne is dead as well. And Melissa is actually playing Avril Lavigne.
How many times can you say Melissa and the Briar Rose?
Take a sip every time you say Melissa and the Briar Rose.
I do believe it because Avril Lavigne changed so much.
Did she though?
Yeah, because she was so cool, like...
Yeah, but people change. She was 12?
And then she released, like, Girlfriend, and she was, like, this pop-punk girl.
Do you know what? She did go from serving vocal to serving pop trash.
Yeah.
I'm not angry about that.
Fair.
Because I'm a pop trash girly.
I am now, but back then I was an emo girl.
Yeah, you are. Which is fair enough. Anyway. Maybe Melissa just couldn't sing. Give me another one. What else do you have?
Well, obviously, one of the biggest rumours that have gripped girls our age... and boys, is that Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson were in a relationship during One Direction together.
Really?
Yeah. And there's like a lot
That's so hard.
In quotation proof. But I don't want to believe it.
I want to believe it.
And other people do want to believe
well,
it.
Well, Harry's a bit gay anyway, we know that.
Yeah.
Right? Has he said it? Has he ever said
he's no? I don't think he's ever come out, but like he's just like, you know,
but, which gender is good, free. Yeah, but doesn't have to, like, you don't have exactly. to, you know what I mean? And I think less of that is kind of a good thing, because yeah. it means that people don't have the pressure on them. What about Louis? Louis's a bit gay too, though, isn't he?
But doesn't he have a child?
I don't know who has what in that.
Yeah.
The only ones that I know is Niall, because Noel let leave it down.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis. No, Harry. Because he's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think he's the hottest one, is he?
He is. Yeah, people said that they were dating, like, throughout. And, like, you can see loads of clips on YouTube of, like, during interviews where, like, one of them would put their hand on each other's leg.
But they're just touchy-feely.
But it's... And, like... There's just loads of proof, and like people write like loads of fan fiction about them and stuff. But
babe, send that over to me. I'd have read off that.
That's smut,
and I love it.
You're disgusting.
We smutty gay.
But yeah, that's one of the rumors. I wonder will the truth ever come out.
I wonder. Well, I'd say Harry would come out, and then Louis wouldn't. I don't like Louis.
The girlies are coming for you.
Another one that I have. This is a brilliant one, right? And I didn't actually know this until I was kind of looking into it during the week, right? So apparently Richard Gere has a fetish for gerbils. So he apparently like would introduce gerbils and hamsters to the bedroom during sex.
Sorry? Richard Gere is...
Richard Gere, you know Richard Gere?
From Pretty Woman, the actor.
The actor, right? So he's a freak in the sheets and he's mad into gerbil play.
But is this a normal thing?
No.
For gay men?
He's not gay, is he?
Oh.
Is Richard Gere gay?
I don't know what you're up to.
I'm going to look it up. Is Richard Gere gay?
But how do you... Like, do you put the gerbil in, like, a condom and...
No. He's not gay. I don't know how he played with them. And I don't want to think about it too much. But what I do know is that the rumour is that he had to go to an emergency ward because he got a gerbil stuck up his ass, right? And that... But no one has really seen... People are claiming that they've seen the x-rays.
No.
But I don't know if...
That's really...
They actually have. Richard Gere...
Gerbil.
X-rays, gerbil.
I just don't understand how physically that could work.
Fact check. Urban legend reports a celebrity was taken to a hospital emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his rectum. Now, he has come out and said it's not right. That it's not true. But
no, it's not right. What I did is not right.
Yeah, what I did is not right and it's not true. But, like, I don't know.
Who would make that up?
I actually apologise to anyone that's listening to this.
Who would actually make that smut up?
But like you made up for someone at one ball. And that's the tea. I have one more. And I've looked into this a few times because I was like, is it true? So I infamously love a murder mystery. And then, so I was watching the JonBenet Ramsey mystery documentary. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking into it. And apparently people believe that JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry.
How?
So they say that like she makes reference to it in her music videos, that she looks like her, that her JonBenet's parents look like her, that she looks like she could be a child of them. Mm-hmm. And also there's this one gay that's popping off online who is like an expert at eyebrows, and he's saying that you're born with the eyebrows. Well, some people are not. So you're born with eyebrows and they never change, and that they're absolutely identical. And that JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry, and that she was abducted by the Illuminati because they knew that she was really talented. Wasn't she? Are all the videos of her dancing around the place?
Yeah.
In a little tutu.
She was like a pageant kid.
She was a pageant kid. Yeah. And that they knew that she was incredibly talented, so they robbed her and they made her a star because they knew that she was going to make money.
Okay, I'm going back to the eyebrow thing, because I could look how I look today and go in and see Siobhan in Bros by Siobhan and come out looking like Natalie Portman. Like,
babe, it's going to take more than eyebrows. Siobhan's good at what she does, but she is an American worker.
She's not a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
No.
So, speaking of the Illuminati.
You see, this is the thing. We could do a whole episode on the Illuminati because there's so much
shit.
I know,
but listen to this one rumour.
I love the Illuminati.
So, it's regarding Beyonce that... Beyonce and Jay-Z are like a huge part of it, you know, with the triangle signs they put up, whatever.
Yeah.
But when she was pregnant, they were like, oh my God, the baby is part of the Illuminati.
And then probably like.
And then when she named the baby Blue Ivy, people were saying that the name stands for born living under evil, Illuminati's very youngest.
That is such a stretch.
I believed it. But who calls her child Blue Ivy?
Oh, but babe.
Born living under evil.
They're all at that. Like, sure, Molly May called the child Bambi.
I think that's a fake name.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm starting a rumour. That's a fake name.
Bambi.
They're protecting the child's identity.
Have you seen the pictures of her? She's so cute.
No.
She's got the fattest little belly. She's actually a dot. The other day, my sister was like, look at her. Is she dotty? And I was like, who is that? She's like, Bambi. And I was like, I thought it was your friend's child. Anyway, we'll leave it there, are we?
Yeah. Week 2.
Cheers to that. Pleasure's all mine, Dan. Give me a hug. I feel like we have to hug at the end of every episode. Because it's the only time you hug me.
If you're still here, I do appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to reach out, my Instagram, X and TikTok are Padraig_WMC. Don't forget, you can also go and follow Shannon. Her handles are @SadShan and @GottaReviewIt for her review page. Honestly, it's a full-time job. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with a brand new episode. But in the meantime, keep him by the wall.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host
Niñas Bien podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.